Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. We went from staying at hotels to staying in Airbnbs to back to staying at hotels. But the fees, there are fees everywhere you look. And the perks of staying at hotels, they're just flat out drying up, including this one perk that used to be free. Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here. If you haven't done so already, I would love it if you could hop over to the player you're listening to this episode in right now and rate and review the podcast, to give us 5 stars, a thumbs up, whatever you want. I really, really appreciate you in advance. And these reviews, well, honestly, they just help continue our show to climb up the ratings, to get more listeners, and to ultimately get more guests. So thank you in advance. So this format is new and something I'm trying out. It's kind of fun in the podcast world because I can try out different things with you and see if you like them, see if you don't like them. But I thought, what about having some short-ish episodes, 2 days a week, to slide in between the three regular episodes every week? I guess maybe an easier way of saying this is, why not try 5 episodes a week and see what happens? These little episodes are dedicated to things that are happening in the money world that I think are worth us chatting about, you knowing about, in things that I think can get buried by all of the disastrous news headlines that are out there. I'm sure we'll probably talk about a few of them, a few of the disastrous money headlines, but you know what I mean. You listen to the news and all it is fear and scarcity and the world is falling apart, and it is falling apart. Let's not underestimate that reality, but I thought maybe we could talk about some of the headlines that you don't see. So chances are, I don't know, you might not know about these topics, and I thought it would just be fun to talk about them. So today we're talking about a perk that used to be free when you stayed at hotels, but isn't so much anymore. And this is the perk of checking in early or staying late. We'll get to that. I love to travel. If you know anything about me, you know that pre-pandemic world, really, I traveled a lot. In fact, in 2019, I think I traveled more than I had in any other year. And of course, when we got to 2020, I laughed thinking, okay, universe, world, God, whatever you listen to, whatever you pray to, whatever you believe in, did you know that the pandemic was going to happen and you were kind of getting all of my travel out in 1 year? So I often tell people that if I could get paid to travel full time, I would take that gig in a heartbeat. I love everything about traveling except long delays, waiting in the airport, worrying about getting sick, and these nasty little fees that are now seemingly everywhere around travel. If you stayed at an Airbnb recently, you know that if you stay less than a couple of days, it just mathematically doesn't seem to make sense because the cleaning fees are pretty high for a lot of places. And when you do the math and you cross compare to a hotel, a lot of times it makes more sense to stay in a hotel, specifically because if you stay in a hotel, a lot of times there's maybe a 20% or even a higher discount if you prepay in advance. And I'm not always the biggest fan of prepaying because they have your money in advance. And we could argue that lots of different ways. But the beauty of staying in a hotel is that sometimes you can get perks. You know, if you stay at those DoubleTree hotels, right? Who's stayed at a DoubleTree? And you get the cookie, the warm baked cookie. I mean, it's fantastic when you go stay at an Airbnb. You don't get the cookie. There are lots of other perks at a lot of different hotel brands. It just depends on where you're staying. But I think one of the reasons that we're going back to staying at hotels is that Airbnb is now cost prohibitive. If you're only staying for a few days, and even if you're staying for a long time, a lot of Airbnbs have raised their rates, and it's really expensive. And travel is just expensive in general. I mean, you could easily spend $100 or more getting from your house to the airport before you even board the plane. I'm somebody that always needs water, and sometimes I forget to bring my water bottle, so I've got to buy water at the airport, and it's just crazy. You can't even look at a price because you just need water, and sometimes you need a snack, and maybe you need a magazine, and I think just all sense of reality around money goes out the door when you're in an airport. It's like you're in this fictitious place where maybe money doesn't exist and you just end up buying things. And then I think to myself, why did I buy 5 magazines? I brought a book with me, or I brought my iPad with me. Like what, what is going through my brain? So this happens to me too. If you're kind of shaking your head, yes, that this is definitely your reality. There used to be a lot of perks at hotels. I am a member of the Bonvoy hotels, so they're the Westin, Sheraton, all of those different brands. And I think my best piece of travel advice is to sign up for the membership, maybe even the credit card of your most beloved and most traveled brands. I have an American Airlines card and a Bonvoy card, and this is purely for discounts, points, and free stuff. These cards, they can also come with annual fees and higher interest rates. So if you're going to use one of these cards, you've got to use it like a debit card and pay that sucker off right away so you don't get all of the cons, all of the interest rate, you know, the stacking debt, all of that that comes with carrying a balance on a credit card. So my rule is if I can't pay it off in 3 months, then I probably shouldn't purchase it. But I know this is life, this is reality, and sometimes we got to put things on a credit card, especially around travel. So I'm just saying if there are certain brands, certain airlines, certain hotels that you normally stay at, it might be worth really checking out that brand's credit card and seeing if that makes sense for you. Because, hey, a discount is a discount is a discount. And the thing that I like about my Bonvoy card is I can get around some of these sneaky fees. I can actually check in early without having to pay a fee. And I can get I think it's up to a 4 p.m. checkout. I'm pretty sure they still have that around. I can get up to a 4 p.m. checkout without having to pay a fee. So that's nice. I don't have to haggle with that. And, you know, I can usually get it, I would say, 9 out of 10 times. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. So let's talk about these fees, these check-in fees, these late checkout fees. On average, hotels are charging somewhere between $25 to $75 to check in early and to check out late. And that might not seem like a lot of money to you, but I mean, it's an extra $25 or $75 or $50 on top of what you are already paying. And if you have to park your car at a hotel, you know that the car rates are just ridiculous. I have seen some hotels, even in areas that are not big, dense, populated downtown areas, still charging between $30 to $50 a night to valet park your car. And a lot of times you don't even have the option. If you just want to park your car there, that is pretty much what you're paying. So if you add that fee on top of your late checkout or early check-in, it really starts to add up. And it's these sneaky little fees that can turn your, I don't know, I'm just picking a number. Let's say your $250 hotel stay into $350, $400 before you know it. And for most of us, we haven't budgeted for that. We haven't accounted for these extra fees. We haven't accounted for room service and tipping and all of these extras that come along with the hotel stay. And I think that's what tips a lot of us back into Airbnb land or vacation, you know, stay land, is that it can still be expensive to stay at the hotel. Now, I know a lot of different hotel chains have different policies around check-in early, check-out late. So I would say, you know, if you're going to go stay at a hotel and you don't have that membership, you don't have that particular credit card, I would do old school, pick up the phone, call the front desk, ask them, you know, what are the chances that I'm going to be able to check in early? Because I don't know, I think a lot of us really would like to check in early. The checking out late thing, it's a nice thing when you can get it, but I think a lot of us are thinking, okay, I'm traveling home that day, I'm getting my car, I'm driving back, and I don't mind checking out at 11 a.m. or 11:30, or, you know, sometimes a hotel will give you till noon to check out. And I know, look, a lot of us push this, right? If we have 11 a.m. checkout and we decide, I'm not going to leave my room till 11:15 or 11:20, they're not going to know. It's not that big of a deal, but it's the check-in early. We really want to check in early, start a vacation, start our, I don't know, if you're there for work, whatever it might be, you just want to get in, you want to get yourself settled. And for me, I like to go and explore. I like to go explore the place I'm in, even if I've already been there before. And I want to put my luggage in my room. I want to freshen up in my room. I want to change my clothes in my room. And I don't want to have to just leave my luggage at the front desk. And I don't want to have to go change in the bathroom. Like, it's just not something I want to do. And so I like to have the option to check in early. But there are a lot of interesting reasons why hotels are charging for the check-in early now. And a lot of it points to the staff that they need to have at an earlier hour to come in and clean the rooms, to really switch the rooms over so that your room is available there for you early. So if we think about the time between 11 a.m. is pretty much a standard check-out time, and then 4 p.m. is usually the standard check-in time. So what a lot of hotels chains are saying is we need between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. to get all of the rooms cleaned, freshed, ready to turn over for new guests. And we can't just, you know, we can't just change the hours that our staff is coming in to clean those rooms without paying them. And so what a lot of hotel chains are saying is they're actually taking whatever fee that they're charging you for checking in early, and they're giving it directly to the staff, to, you know, housekeeping, to change the rooms over early. So they're saying they're actually not making any money from this endeavor, that it is not another scheme for them to charge for activity fees or whatever else it might be that now hotels are charging for all these different things. That brings me to another point. I think it's really interesting when hotels are kind of hiding in the fine print. Like, here is actually they call them all different things: activity fees, use fee, daily use fees, whatever it might be. And some of those can be really expensive. Like, I just stayed at a hotel, it charged an extra $30 a night for what they called a daily use fee. And when I looked at what that included, it really wasn't anything that I was going to use. It was like access to the gym. Okay, great, fine. I didn't end up using the gym because it was a very tiny gym and it was always full. And then, what was it? It also included 2 bottles of water in your room per day. And I thought, for $30, I'm getting 2 bottles, small bottles of water in my room and the gym, which I can't actually use the times I want to use it. So I actually went down to the front desk and said, this is kind of ridiculous. Like, I would be more than happy to purchase these water bottles when I need water. And I can never use the gym. It's never available when I go down there. And I'm paying $30 extra a night for this. And so I actually was able to talk to the general manager, and he said, okay, then let us, they didn't take off all of the $30 a night charges, but they took off half of them. And I felt, okay, I could deal with that. So out of 4 nights, I paid for 2 nights, and I felt a little bit better about it. I was less queasy about having to pay an extra $30 per night. So my point is that I want you to always be empowered to know the information, to know if you're going to get charged to check in early or to check out late, to know what the activity fees are, to know what the valet parking fees are. And then the second part of it is I want you to feel empowered to ask questions about it. So if the fee seems unreasonable or the check-in, early check-in fee just seems crazy, like $75 to me feels a little bit in what I classify as crazy territory. If that is you and you feel that way, ask a question. Is there any way for me to get around this fee? I really would love to come and start my vacation early. I've got kids or whatever it might be. Is there any way to reduce this fee or to not pay this fee? Can I join the membership program and not have to pay this fee? I want you to feel empowered to ask the question. And I think so many times, whether it comes to, gosh, it could be anything, our salary, it could be the rent that we're paying, it could be the, you know, again, vacation stay and just the different fees that you're having to pay. It's so easy to just think, oh, nah, I'm just going to pay the fee. It's not that big of a deal. Well, if you start saying it's not that big of a deal to all of these little extra pesky fees in all different areas of life, this stuff really adds up and we don't account for it. I'm guilty of this too. You don't put it on your spending plan. And then you're wondering, why am I not able to achieve XYZ money goal? Well, it's all these little things that just add up. And I'm not saying that you can get rid of these little things. There's just a reality, right? There's a reality around going to stay at a hotel. It's going to be expensive. There's going to be extra fees. That's just what happens. But what if even 50% odds, you ask the questions, why am I paying this fee? Is there a way I can get this fee reduced? If even half of the time you get the fee reduced or removed, I don't know. I consider that a victory. That's just me. That's the way I like to think about money. I like to look at money. So what do you think? Should this hotel perk still be free? Should we not have to pay to check in early or check out late? Or does this make sense? Is this just the new world that we live in? So just a reminder, if you've not done so already, please head to whatever podcast player you're listening to this episode right now. Leave us 5 stars, leave us a rating and review for this episode. It really means a lot. You can head to show notes for all the links to our episode sponsors. They are who make this show possible. So I appreciate you giving them some love as well. And I will see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.